So it's the Morning Crossfire here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Today, April 1st, 2022. Yes, April Fool's Day. So I hope you haven't been pranked. I hope you woke up this morning fully remembering today's April Fool's Day. Well, we haven't played any prank on you so far here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, getting into our discussion for the Morning Crossfire today. 2023 elections, you know, it's just nigh, it's just quite near. And parties are preparing for those elections. And part of the preparation process, we have engaging in the process of nominating candidates for elective positions in government, those who are declaring their intentions to run, and also perhaps some factions or some groups of the parties or some groups basically calling on some people to declare interest, you know, for the elections themselves. Now, one thing that has come up concerning all this is the fact that some people have now said nomination forms, you know, expression of interest forms, whatever it is for this process, the forms seem to be ludicrously expensive. Now, that's what they are saying. I'll just quickly give you an example. The current fees for the All Progressive Congress, or those aspiring for the position of party chairman, now they were asked to pay for 20 million naira. They asked to pay 20 million naira. Those for deputy national chairmanship position, 10 million naira. While for the funds for the National Working Committee, the positions cost 5 million naira. Some would say, okay, that's for to hold top positions in the party. Now, the current fees by the PDP for presidential aspirants, we hear it's a far cry from what they actually asked in 2019, which was considered too high for a middle-class Nigerians to afford. The PDP, we hear, then had charged 12 million naira for the expression of interest and nomination forms for the presidential aspirants. The All Progressives Congress, which was the ruling party then, pegged the cost of nomination and expression of interest forms for the presidency then at 45 million naira, while the cost of nomination and expression of interest forms for the gubernatorial seat was put at 22.5 million naira. Now, for a senatorial ticket, an aspirant paid 1 million naira for the expression of interest form and 6 million naira for the nomination form. The sum of 3.5 million naira for nomination form and 350,000 naira for expression of interest form was collected from aspirants to the House of Representatives. And an aspirant of a State House of Assembly postpaid 850,000 naira, including 100,000 naira for the expression of interest form and 750,000 naira for the nomination form. Anyways, that all across board, most people are complaining the cost, basically, to get to run for an elective office is quite high. Now, on the 30th, that's about 2 days ago, there was a report in the media of protests from APGA aspirants. They were protesting the high cost of nomination forms. And they cried out saying that it was indeed too high, and it was setting the stage for those who were true members of APGA not to be able to purchase those forms, while the money bags, using their own words here, the money bags from the APC or PDP, maybe after not being able to pick up forms or pick up, you know, the positions in their parties, the flag from their party, come down to their own party, the APGA now, and pick up those forms because, like I said, they are money bags. So they were protesting to the National to ensure that the cost of nominations forms be considered and brought a little bit too low. If you listen to our news this morning, we had on board the River State coordinator of Not Too Young to Run, Chiefson Wiwu. And for Chiefson Wiwu, that was one of the complaints that he made this morning. Now, he says, indeed, quite expensive, the cost of buying forms for the political positions from these parties, and it just might strike out the youth from being able to contest. We're going to be talking to Chiefson Wiwu in a bit, and of course, we're also going to hear from you. If the youth say perhaps the cost of nomination forms and other forms to get into elective offices, the problem, now let me ask you in particular, are you willing to vote youth into top political positions during the next elections? Are you willing to vote youth into top political positions during the next elections? That's a question we're going to be asking you later on. But right now, let's connect to our guest. Joining us via telephone, we have Chiefson Wiwu. He's the River State coordinator for Not Too Young to Run. Good morning. Hello, Chiefson.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to you. Nice to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Okay, now, we listened to you during the course of the morning news, and you were complaining about the high cost of forms, you know, for elective offices being billed out by the political parties. Now, let me quickly ask you, why are you complaining concerning that? The political parties are independent. They have a right to peg the price of the forms at any rate they want to. They have the right to do so. Why are you complaining?
First of all, thank you very much for having me on the Cosby Show this morning. It's a thing of concern for we young people. If my records are right, we haven't had any young person in River State picking a special of interest form for the position of the governorship, House of Representatives, and even the state houses. So both parties, the APC and PDP, from my record, I'm not just young cognitive. We haven't had any young person picking up this form. Reason being that it's too high for young people to purchase. You quite agree with me that when the prices are high, we have less number of young people aspiring to run for office. Some don't have as much resources as the older people. It still brings me to the issue of internal party issues. Parties should reach a resolution where a particular candidate as a young aspirant will be given a sort of discount to those forms. If we keep having forms being sold at a high price, it will be difficult for young people to actually purchase those forms.
Now, to put it in clearer perspective, Wingwu, could you tell us what's the age bracket you consider young? Between what age to that age do you consider the young people you're talking about? What age?
Can you say that again, please?
I'm asking, what age would you consider young? What age bracket do you refer to when you say the young people?
What age? I can't hear you. Please, can you say that again?
I'm asking, what age bracket do you consider the young people you refer to, what age bracket do they fall under?
I can actually tell us what price can be paid by any political party. But what I'm saying in essence is, political parties, if for the State House of Assembly, it's 100,000, 200,000, it should be 50% discount for young aspirants.
Okay, let me try once again. I'm asking the young people you refer to, young people, what age? What's the age for the young people you're referring to?
What age?
Yes, yes.
Okay, for State House of Assembly, the North Young Chiron has opened a space for young people to contest. And what are the age? For State House of Assembly, 25 years of age. If you're competent, you have content, you have character, and you're 25 years of age, not to run for State House of Assembly, you're qualified. And then for half of the representatives, if you're 25, you're also qualified to pick those forms and run for office. For presidency, we know it's already 35. So those are the age we're expecting for young people to aspire.
Okay, so at least from the age 25 is what you're saying. Now, I think I can pretty much understand when you say it would be difficult for someone who is 25 years of age perhaps to cough up 20 million or 35 million. I think I can pretty much understand that. But maybe, I'm asking now, not too young to run, does it mean that perhaps they're saying do not start from the top political positions, maybe start from the lower rungs? Because it seems to be cheaper at the lower rungs, isn't it?
Concerning political parties, it can be a thing of concern to us. If I get your question very clearly, I'm struggling to hear you honestly. We are encouraging political parties to consider giving this kind of sort of relief to young people. However, if we are having young aspiring people for political parties, the APC, the PDP, we encourage them to reach out to the North Young Chiron Movement or the other Africans who is our umbrella body and how to get technical support and all.
Okay, now, since you're struggling with the line a bit, we're going to take a break and we'll call you back and hopefully the connection will be a bit better. So just hang around, we'll definitely call you back and hopefully the connection will be a bit better. Of course, still the morning crossfire. We're talking to the River State coordinator of Not Too Young to Run, Chief Sinwiwu here in River State. And, of course, he's saying, yes, too much, it's pretty expensive. The nomination forms and all that, that's why the youth will not be able to partake. And we're asking him what age, of course, he considers young. And he says from the age 25. Now, it seems we have Wewu back online. Hello, Wewu, can you hear us clearly now?
Loud and clear, thank you very much.
Okay, so I ask once again that if you say 25 years, you know, at least to get into elective office, maybe the Not Too Young to Run campaign, maybe it's all about the youths starting from the lower rungs. At least, aside the presidential or perhaps the governor or even the senator, some of the other positions, the cost to buy the forms are not that expensive as that for presidency and governorship. So maybe it's for the youths to start from the lower cadre of political positions.
Yeah, because you said already, the prices are quite high. We're encouraging young people to look at the state houses, as I said earlier on, the State House of Assembly and the House of Representatives. So looking at those particular two positions and two positions, we can actually consider, see how we can support young people and build their capacity and technicality to run for that particular position, State House and House of Representatives.
Now, I also ask another thing. We cannot force any party to, should I say, peg forms at so-and-so prizes. Now, can we also have a convergence of youthful people, perhaps form their own parties? The Not Too Young to Run campaign, is it just something we see in the media and people just talk about it? Is there actually a convergence of youth who share this idea?
Exactly what you said is just on the news.
I'm asking, do we have a convergence of youth who actually, because we do not see, we do not see it as a movement, or rather we do not see, I won't call it protest now, I don't see gatherings, I don't hear of meetings. So I'm asking you now, is this just something we hear of in the news, or do we actually have a convergence of youth who actually believe in this campaign?
Yes, of course. We've had advocacies that have started already across the nation. Funny enough, for South region, for River State, we haven't gotten to Rivers yet. The Not Too Young to Run movement and Yaga Africa has commenced a convergence of young people in Nigeria, starting from the Southwest region. And it was hosted in Lagos on the 9th and 10th of December 2021. What's the essence? It should be the capacity of young aspirants, be it their technicality on how to run and win the election. For the Northern Zone, and the convergence is slated for May this year, 2022, and followed by the South South, which will hopefully hold the Port Harcourt. So there are vocations that are going on where we bring young people together. If you're a young aspirant, if you're hoping to contest in the 2023 general election, it's an opportunity and the platform for you to come together so you can help in our own capacity to build your capacity too. And then if you have content and character, not just young aspirants, that have content and character, that is who we're considering, so that we have a different working all together when we elect you in different offices. We'll build the capacity, and then we hope that you run, and then you win for election. And we hope we'll get the state, the North Young to Run River State, also on board. We are planning a state convention where we'll be considering young aspirants in River State who are willing to run for State House Assembly, Federal House of Assembly, and so on. If you are there, you want to run for office, you reach out to the team. We have a state strategy team that is on board and overseeing this affair. Like I said, we haven't had even one young aspirant coming to me with him that, okay, he or she is running for office. We haven't had. So we're using this platform to call on young people that are aspiring to run for office for 2023 election to come forward, meet the group, and then see how we can take it from there. What we are all clamoring for, we want the pool to be freed up come 2023. We don't want young people to be relegated where they were before. We don't want young people to be taught during the election. Let's be part of the team. Let's be part of the atmosphere. Let's protect. Let's run for office. And with the team, we're sharing you with the upbeat that you win and run for election.
We're about to go on a commercial break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you this question. Now, the question is, if it's difficult for young people to get the tickets on the already existing parties, most especially the big parties, could there be a consideration for the young people to have perhaps a party of their own and indeed now support this cause? We're going to get your response when we come back from this commercial break. It's still 92.3 Nigeria Info, the Morning Crossfire. We're talking to the River State coordinator for Not Too Young to Run, Chief Sin Wiwu. And the question we're asking you is, would you vote in youth for top political positions in the country? That's the question we're asking you. We'll go on this break and we'll be back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire.
Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So welcome back to the Morning Crossfire, and this morning we are discussing with the River State coordinator of Not Too Young to Run, Chief Sin Wiwu, who has complained, he's raised his concerns over the high cost of nomination and expression of interest forms of political parties. Yes, we even have some party members protesting all this, and indeed it's similarly quite high. Now, before we went on that break, Chief Sin, are you still with us? Okay, just hold on a bit. Okay, so Chief Sin, before we went on the break, I was asking you the question then. If perhaps youths are facing, the young people are facing the problems with the already established political parties or the large political parties concerning the price tags for nomination and expression of interest forms, could we perhaps have had a party formed by more youthful people so that perhaps it becomes easier for them to contest elections?
But basically, I want to clear something. The Not Too Young to Run movement is dedicated to aspiring young men and women to run for office. We want to make a statement that young people can demonstrate excellent public leadership and have immense capacity to address Nigeria's governance challenge. We recognize the fact that political parties are essential to democracy as they provide a structure for the participation of young men and women, as well as persons with disabilities, in the electoral process. If young people are concerned, as we are, concerning the big parties, the APC, the PDP, if there is no space for us, my option is for them to explore other political parties. First of all,
now, you said they should try other political parties.
Exactly. They should explore other political parties. Because we know the lack of internal party democracy and high cost of securing the nomination form undermines the emergence of young people come the 2023 election. So if there's no platform in a political party, you explore others. I'm also encouraging everybody, even the middle houses, to advocate for independent candidates. That's my answer to that.
Now, before I begin taking contributions from the listeners, by the way, we can go on Twitter and drop a comment. We already have the post up and running. Will you vote in youth for top political positions? That's the question we're asking you. The protest here is the costs to get nomination forms are quite expensive and quite high. But we're asking you, if that was not a problem, would you, that's the listener now, would you vote in youth for top political positions in the country? That's the question we're asking. Now, we will, before I begin taking contributions from the audience, now let me quickly ask. You talked about that convergence or perhaps advocacy beginning in December. That's December 2021, right?
Yes, yes.
Do you think, or don't you think perhaps that's was a bit too late? December 2021, could something perhaps have been done earlier? Do you think the awareness is quite high concerning the need for the youths to rally around one another, rally around each other, and come together as one force?
The convergence works at the respect of the 2023 election. We've had several convergence at the national level, even before the 2019 general election. So So it's a continuous exercise. We have started in the long run, and then we hope that we achieve what we plan to achieve from the convergence.
Okay, thank you very much. Justice on the line, we'll get back to you in a bit. By the way, reach us via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH, you can follow us via Twitter if you haven't been doing so. And also drop your comments via Twitter. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. That's 0809-030-6416 for WhatsApp. Well, meanwhile, let's take some calls. Call us on 0817 923 0002 and 0817 923 0003. You can also try 0817 923 0007. Call lines via which you can reach us here in the studios. We'll take our first set of calls.
Hello,
good morning. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? You're welcome. Now, the question. Let me get you clearly. You're saying the cost of... Hold on, please. You're saying the cost of the form is not just the problem. Okay. Okay, so he says it's not just the cost that's the problem. He says, are the use on ground? That's what he says. Now, the question we're asking you, if they say the problem is the cost of forms, if that wasn't a problem, would you, as a Nigerian, be willing to vote in youth to the top positions in this country, top political positions in this country? That's the question. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning to you. Let's have your name and let's know where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is David West, ATM Nigeria, and I call you from the city of Yenagoa.
So, David, answer our question. If they didn't have the problem, if cost of nomination forms was not a problem, would you be willing to vote in youth for our top political positions in this country?
Yeah, in the first place, I want to bring this to our attention that there is a party we call YPP, Young People's Party. And the essence of that party is for young people. The party was formed by young people, for young people to collectively participate or to see that party as a vehicle for them to participate in the politics of the nation. But at the emergence of that party, the party, first of all, had an issue of leadership. Who is going to be at the helm of affairs, their escrow, and what have you? Then, another issue of who is going to be the flag bearers of the party. If Young People's Party, a party formed by young people for the purpose of young people engaging in politics, are beginning to have that kind of issues in its formation stage, but are we saying the young people are getting ready?
So, are you saying, David, that perhaps the young people are not coordinated?
It's for young people to go into that party, engage themselves, come in and support their own. Is it not young people that are contributing money to buy funds for the people who are even having money, the rich people? We have seen it. All these aspirants, the presidential aspirants we see, the governorship aspirants, even the assembly members, the people who are in the assembly, young people, they will tell us young people gathered and contributed $1 million to buy funds for them. So young people have money to buy funds. But the issue is how sincere in the hearts of the young people are we really ready to support our own?
David,
the hearts of young people today is just like that of women. Are you with me?
David,
we tell you women, we have the this, we have the that. But when a woman contests for election, you will not even see any woman behind her. They will go and rally around their husband. And it is the same women that will be making prayers every day for these same people. So that's just the issue of young people. Until we have freed our mind to say, yes, young people will stand. It is an agenda for us. If not, it will not work. Young man will go and slap his fellow young man because of another age man or whatever. I don't know.
Okay, so that's David there. Now, he talks about perhaps the own coordination. We have a party, the YPP, he mentioned that one, and seemingly he says some discord within that party. So for the young people, couldn't get or can't get themselves together, it will be difficult to actually vote them in anywhere. Now, the question we're asking you, if they didn't have the problem, because right now they're complaining, the cost of forms exorbitant, they say, quite expensive, they cannot afford it. If that wasn't a problem, would you be willing to vote youth into office? Would you be willing to vote? The reason we're asking this question is because we hear lots of talks concerning the youths of today, seemingly not interested or seemingly not trustworthy, you know, to take on serious positions. But would you be willing to vote youth if forms was not a problem? Hello, good morning.
Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Zion.
Yes, I will vote in young people. And by the grace of God today in Bayelsa State, I'm sponsoring some young people into the House of Assembly, about 5 of them, and about 15 as local government councillors, young people.
The cost of forms was not exorbitant, not too expensive?
For the local government, they were not that exorbitant. And also for the State House of Assembly, a little bit huge. Honestly, a little bit huge. But not on APC and not on PDP. And that is the problem with the youths of this country. All they are looking for is soft landing. We have to be huru for them. Where they will just share the money and walk away. That is the problem with the youths of Nigeria. Who will give them free money? They are not ready to walk. They are lazy. So lazy, according to President Muhammadu Buhari. Look now, they are eyeing on APC and PDP. Can't you get in another political party and bless the structure of that political party? I am not of APC, I'm not of PDP. I don't even like those parties. But I went into a party and raised youths and gave them the mandate to go to their ward. This youth that I was shouting, not too young to rule, be whatever. My brother, that thing is a scam. It's a process to get money from certain politicians, and they succeeded. You ask the brother, have you had any mobilization team? None of them. Tell me one mobilization camp hosted by this not too young to rule in Nigeria. A mobilization camp. In PDP, we have PDP mobilizers. We have GDI. All these are mobilizers in PDP. The not too young to rule. Tell me which organization they have today. Tell me which the ambassador, a brand ambassador, that is promoting
okay, Mr. Zion.
The not too young to rule.
Okay, well, let's just actually put the questions to him. Now, Wilwu, you're still with us, right?
I'm here, please.
Now, we had one of the callers talk about the youths not being that serious. Are they on ground in the party? That's basically asking, do they expect it to just be handed over to them on the platter? Then also, the last caller now talks about not having a group, not being serious. It's seemingly trust and coordination is not something that people place more on youths. So, what do you say to this?
First of all, the last caller, I respect everybody's view, first of all. We have a right to our view, but the wrong perception that he has about the not young children. Maybe I also ask him to go and read more about the not young children. If he doesn't have that time, I'll just give him a preamble of it. The not young children, we are paying his, we are paying and we retain his identity as a non-partisan citizen-led movement, dedicated to defend democracy, political inclusion, and transformative leadership. The movement will not be transiting into a political party. However, we're in support of your candidate. Maybe that should give me a little clear on it. We are not a political party. We are a group clamoring and advocating for inclusion of young people in governance.
Now, somebody alluded to perhaps, you know, the youths not being coordinated when they mentioned that party that was supposedly for young people, but there was discord as to who will head this, who will be flag bearer, who will be that. So some say perhaps the youths also uncoordinated. So perhaps you cannot trust them with leadership.
First of all, it's not about the acronym of the political party, YPP or whatever it is. It's not about the acronym. What is the agenda? What is the objective of the political party? If there is no clear definition of agenda and objective or vision of the political party, that you to have this cause. So my is wherever your people are, I believe in the PDP, young people are there. I believe in the APC, young people are there. Even in the YPP, young people are there. In fact, a lot of members of the party are young people. They should put themselves together, be a candidate, and then the young children will be there.
to support them in any which way.
Okay, let's take some messages. This one here says, good morning, famous Felicius is my name. This is why I've been calling for us to form a party of our own as youths. All these party high tickets that would not have been our problems now. I'll vote to youths. I clamor for them every day with the tag, vote out these old folks. That comes in from famous Felicius. Yeah, hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. My name is from Owerri.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Answer the question. Yeah. Would you vote in a youth if perhaps they didn't have the problems of buying high price nomination forms?
Yes, I want to come from this angle. We youth are too, Nigeria is too big for we youth to rule. You know, looking at the challenge that Nigeria is facing.
Hello, still with us?
Hello, I said we youth. We cannot handle the problem in Nigeria. Nigeria is too big for us to rule. But the only area I would want youth to go into is the appointment area, like appointing them as a special advisor and other areas, so that they can be under this pattern to learn how to handle issues, because they have not matured enough to handle things that are happening in this country.
Okay, let me get this right. You want them to start from the lower rungs, special advisors. You say they are not matured enough to handle top political positions.
Yes, they are not matured enough. They don't have any experience. Even in their own lives, they don't have experience to handle their own problems, problems of the whole Nigeria with multi-ethnic, a country that has so many ethnic groups. So it's not easy for them to handle their life, problems of the whole Nigeria.
Okay, he makes his point. He says not easy, that he will not trust them yet. Perhaps start from the lower rungs for the youth. Good morning, Carl. For me, yes, I'll vote youths into top political positions, because the old guys have failed us repeatedly, and you know what they say about once bitten, twice tried. That's Timothy Inyama from Abuloma Road with that contribution. I'll take this call here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carl.
Yes, good morning. Morning, Crossfire. Who's on the line?
My name is Ikora from Port Harcourt.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Would you vote in youths for top political positions?
Of course I will. Of course I will, Carl. Carl, I would like to look at this issue from the root, and I will give you a solution to all of this problem.
Quickly, go ahead.
And the reason why these prices of nomination forms are high, to be very honest to you, is that it's more like when you see leading brands that have made name over the years and they have done adverts and have spent so much money on promotion. Those new brands tend to sell their noodles more expensive than the new brands that don't spend a lot doing advert and PR. Now, these big name political parties have been here over the years, and they have spent so much money in doing their PR and all of this stuff. Now, Carl, to solve this problem, let us remove political parties from ballot papers and put in the names of the candidates contesting, like we see in the Western world.
So you think that would be a solution?
You're breaking. I can't hear you, so I'll just make my point. I can't hear you very well.
Go ahead.
Okay with you.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Even if you move political parties from ballot papers and putting names of candidates, like we see in the Western world, in the US, and the rest of them, when we have names of those who are running for these elections, those people will be more interested in selling their name to the voters and telling political parties. Because most times, like if you go to the East, for example, like Anambra City, for example, once you get candidacy, you manage to get a ticket for ABGA, there's a high chance of you winning a state election because of ABGA. Because people there are very sentimental with their voting. Same thing with the North. When you get people are sentimental towards parties than candidates. If we can remove names of political parties, their logos from ballot papers, you see, the price of this nomination forms will reduce, because now the parties know that they are no longer the ones that will be there on that day to fight for their candidate. It's the candidate, his name himself, Chukwuemeka Odikwu, Amina Mohammed, that will be on the ballot paper. That way you will see the price of this nomination forms will reduce drastically. If we keep going this method, this rule as we are going, by putting into political parties, in the names of political parties and their logos on the ballot papers, these prices will keep going up and keep going up. Anybody expect?
Okay, so we get you there. Now, he says, I think that will also be another argument and perhaps another discussion. Political parties being on the ballot papers, or the candidates. I'm sure some will say perhaps it will save us plenty of litigation in the future, but some will tell you also the political party is the vehicle via which the candidates do emerge, although we know now the talks of independent candidates. So maybe perhaps that could be another suggestion going forward. John Ordu via Twitter says, I would love to vote a young Nigerian as the chief executive of this country, but believe me, they will never give them the needed playing ground. John Ordu tweets at us via at Johnny Light. Like me. Don't forget, you could send us messages via Twitter. The Twitter handle is at nigeriainfo.fm. And let's take a few more calls before we get back to our guest. Hello, good morning. Okay, lost out on that one. We'll try this one. Take this one here. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, apparently not ready for us. This one here is a message and it comes in via WhatsApp. This one says, yes, I will absolutely vote in a young person if their competence is proven. Competence is character and capability. So what they have done before, not necessarily in politics, that gives them transferable skills they will bring to a political life, and that's and what's their character like. However, I'll be skeptical about supporting a young person in the unity of the two major political parties, PDP or APC platform. I don't understand or approve of the party crisscrossing your guest is advocating. That's Esther Etting with that contribution. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, lost that call there. We'll take another. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, I will support the youth to become a president of the country. That is why I am happy. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go on. Go on.
Yes, that is why I am happy when I heard about the people declaring to contest. The youth, it does not even require them forming another party. We have a Labour Party, we have ABDA, we have other ones. Even if it is within the two political parties, PDP or APC, what all the youth should do is to declare that this person that has come out, let all the youth in the nation now vote for that person. It's a simple mathematics. And if the youth are interested for a youth to occupy the presidential position, all of them will now vote. And you know that the youth is the majority in the population of the country. It does not even require, even the cost of form, 45 million, they will have many youths that have millions. But we just need one person that will indicate interest. We now come up and support people be with a young person too that has indicated interest. Thank you.
Thank you very much there. Quickly, is still on the line? Okay, I asked before that what it should be the age bracket we should consider as these youths, those you consider as youths, those who the Not Too Young to Wrong movement will support. What's the age bracket?
From the amendment of the constitution with the age reduction bill, 25 years of age, you're qualified to run for state assembly and the national, the House of Representatives. And if you're 35 years of age, you're also qualified to run for office of the President of the Federal Republic.
Okay, so where would you cap the person you're going to give your support? That's what I'm asking. Where do you cap it? Because I just heard someone mention the candidate and he said that's a youthful candidate. Where would you cap your support? Between 25 to what age do you consider youth and you are going to give support?
For us, apart from the fact that we have the benchmark for being a youth from the National Youth Policy, for me, if you're 40 below, we can consider you to be an under particular category.
Okay, 40 below. So 25 to 40, that's a youthful candidate, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just read some messages before I get back to you for us to wrap up. This one says, is it only the PDP and APC that sell forms? We have 16 other parties. Personally, I don't worry about age or physicality of candidates. I only bother myself if the person has a known medical history. In that case, he or she is old or young, makes no difference. A text from Uyibu. I cannot actually, you know, take the entirety of your message. Quite a long one there. This one says, good morning. The youths don't need any help from any political party if they are serious. Yesterday, I read that they donated 14.5 million naira to one of the ex-BB Niger participant, Lika Rose. Do you know how many forms that can buy? He doesn't include a name. This one says, good morning, Carl. I don't know how someone will call and claim he's a youth and then say young people should go and start from being appointees. That's very laughable, saying they cannot run the country because they aren't running their own life well. Young people have solved the issues of financial institutions with the new modern fintech solutions that we have now. Young people that during the NSAS campaign managed themselves so well, they created an emergency call line that solved every issue they had, from medical emergencies, transportation, security, food, etc., in less than 1 week of the protest, something of the federal government have been unable to do in over 60 years. And that name is Zikora that sends us that message. So Zikora, we will, as we wrap up now, Zikora is troubled that someone is saying start from political appointees. Why? Because they cannot run their own lives. So it's a matter of trust, I think, for the youth. Apparently, people do not trust the youth enough to hand them the reins of power and the affairs of this country.
How concerned the same with mine, the issue is short, but on a lighter note, Dayo, your comments, your calls, the tweet and all, you quite agree with me that you have a vote. The people that said they support you is quite encouraging compared to those that said they don't support young people. But what I can say is this, what do we want to see in 2023? Asking the Nigerian youth, I'm asking the US youth. We want to vote for people without competence, without character, without the content. We want to remain the way we are as a nation, as a state. Come on, it's your time and our time to step up. Let's do our bidding. Let's rescue our nation. Let's rescue our state. Go out there, register to vote on election day. That's my state. Young people have the content, they have the character, they have the charisma. Let's see them. Let them come forward, put themselves out. Then let the young people also decide who we're going to pick as our candidate.
Okay, thank you very much. That's, of course, River State Coordinator for Not Too Young to Run Movement here in at Chiefson Wewu. Chiefson Wewu, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're around.
Okay. Now, by the way, you can still go to our Twitter page, our Twitter handle, via Twitter handle, and still let us know your thoughts concerning the issue of youths being voted in for top political positions. Would you vote in youths? That's what we're asking you. You could go there, drop your comments. The handle, by the way, is at NigeriaInfoPH, at NigeriaInfoPH. And this is where we'll draw the curtains on the morning crossfire. Shows will continue. Jude will be in here for Hello Port Harcourt in an instance, but by 8 o'clock, we have news coming your way. For now, I'm Carl Orakwe saying to you, have a wonderful Friday ahead and also a wonderful weekend. Goodbye.